Listen, Dr. Masood, public trading patient's name is Wayne Dunning, D-U-N-N-I-N-G, Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E. Date of birth is 7/11/1941. Date of service. Mr. Dunning is a very pleasant 80-year-old male. Its history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of prostate cancer, status post-surgery, history of chronic low back pain. Was seen in the emergency room because of altered mental status and urinary symptoms. He was hemodynamically stable. Had blood work done, which showed a creatinine of 2.31. UA was negative. CT abdomen showed moderate rectal distension with dense stool. No evidence of obstruction. CT head showed no acute abnormality. EKG was unremarkable. Patient was admitted to the hospital with possible dehydration and acute and chronic kidney failure and metabolic encephalopathy. Patient was given gentle IV hydration. Electrolytes were being monitored. Troponins were being monitored. His white count was slightly elevated but did improve. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, is pleasantly confused. He denies any headaches or blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, prostate cancer, chronic low back pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and degenerative joint disease, chronic kidney disease. Past surgical history has been significant for prostate surgery. Social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none, allergies to amlodipine. Current medications. Include Tylenol, methylmagnesia, Sena S, Eliquis, atorvastatin, potassium chloride, calcium supplement, mag oxide, ascorbic acid, cholecalciferol, zinc sulfate, Miralax, Lasix, vitamin B12, famotidine, metoprolol, and amiodarone. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. He does have history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of MI or no history of asthma or emphysema. gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denizing nausea, no vomiting, denizing diarrhea, no history of epicultural disease, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, genitourinary, no complaints. You know, neurological examination, he does has some altered mental status, no history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, of history of chronic low back pain. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, weight 192 pounds, blood pressure 141 over 78, temperature 98.2, pulse 67 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, oxygen saturation was 94%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, external club movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruin, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression number one, deconditioning, next metabolic encephalopathy, next dehydration, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next history of prostate cancer, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to treatment plan, discuss with patient about its treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, encourage him to drink more fluids, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Kathleen Wolf, W-O-L-F, Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Date of birth is... Date of birth is... Date of birth is 7-19-1942. Date of service is 6-9-2022. Miss Wolf is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with history of Parkinson's disease, history of atrial fibrillation, breast cancer, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of impaired memory, history of DVT, adrenal insufficiency, asthma, and essential tremor, as well as degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital after she was noted to have irregular and rapid heart rate. Patient was sent to the emergency room. She was also diagnosed with a UTI. Patient was given fluids, treated with antibiotics. Heart rate was controlled. Started on blood thinners. Patient was gradually doing better, but was having weakness. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. On a past medical history, had been significant for atrial fibrillation, asthma, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Parkinson's disease, So she had memory loss. She had breast cancer, deep venous thrombosis, and adrenal insufficiency. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, appendectomy, mastectomy, and DNC. Social history: a smoking nun, alcohol, none, no other drugs. Allergies to adhesive tape, magnesium sulfate, ampicillin, and silicones. Current medications: include clonidine, Tylenol, neomycin, polymyxin, hydrocortisone, ear drops, coenzyme Q10, rosuvastatin, cetirizine, albuterol sulfate inhaler, spironolactone, cholecalciferol, diltiazem, turmeric, magnesium, prednisone, brioleptin inhaler, Eliquis, Flonase nasal spray, albuterol, levothyroxine, primidone, cinnamet. Review of system: cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there any heaviness or pressure sensation, there any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system: she does have history of asthma, there any cough, there any shortness of breath, there any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, history of UTI, otherwise unremarkable. Neurological, she does have history of Parkinson's disease, history of tremor, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination: weight 139 pounds. Blood pressure 157/81, temperature 98.4, pulse 73 per minute, respiration 18. HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, deconditioning, next, atrial fibrillation, next, UTI, next, hypothyroidism, next, adrenal insufficiency, next, history of asthma, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, GERD. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, DJD. Transplant patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage her to drink more fluids. Continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mark Stracht, Strach, Mark, M-A-R-K, date of birth, 11/20/1949, date of service is 6/9/2022. Mr. Stracht is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Overall, has been feeling well. He had blood work done. case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no other issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, anemia. Next, history of multiple sclerosis. Next, history of error. Delete multiple sclerosis. History of muscular dystrophy. Next, allergic rhinitis. Next, chronic kidney stones. Next, DJD. Next, anxiety slash depression. Treatment. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. Reviewed his blood work. He does have slight anemia, but otherwise labs have been stable. I've encouraged him to continue his current medication. Continue to try to do some exercises. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3-9-1942. Date of service is 6-9-2022. Ms. Lutz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well. She said she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall has been doing well. No other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, Parkinson's disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue current medications. Recommend doing some passive exercises. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Merle Ott, O-T-T, Merle, M-E-R-L-E. Date of birth is 10-20-1936. Date of service is 6-8-2022. Mr. Ott is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is sitting up in his wheelchair. He says that he's doing much better. He feels better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation. Denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. He has any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He has been working with physical therapy. Overall has been doing well. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, left hip fracture. Next, dementia. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Well, I recommend continuing current medications. Encourage him to drink enough fluids and eat better. Continue with physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Lori Boutelle, B-O-U-T-E-L-L, Lori, L-O-R-I. Date of birth is 3-10-1958. Date of service is 6-9-2022. Ms. Boutelle is seen in her room today at the request of the nurse, and she has been complaining of pain in the right side. upper hip area. She denies any trauma, no fall. She is tender at the ischium. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitation, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Says that she has been moving her bowels. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression number one, generalized weakness. Next, right sided abdominal pain. Next, his metabolic encephalopathy. Next, history of sepsis. Next, acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, history of alcohol abuse. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Greenfield discussion about her symptoms. She seems to be having some discomfort as well as tenderness for the anterior aspect of the ischium. Will and check abdominal x-ray, check labs, check a urine test, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.